Welcome to the Not All Better Show, Backstory Genealogy Series. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 250. Hey, everybody. As part of our Backstory Genealogy Series, joining us again today is one of our favorite guests, genealogy expert Thomas McKenty. Thomas McKenty is back with some excellent tips, advice, and firsthand expertise on the importance of who, what, when, and where regarding the upcoming RootsTech 2019 event. Stay tuned for insights from Thomas McKenty about the big news from RootsTech 2019 and the August 28th Facebook Live event.
And I know the team at RootsTech has worked really hard based on feedback on improving that part of the experience. I think that's going to be a minor announcement. I think they're going to start announcing the headliners in terms of the speakers for the opening keynote sessions. And I think they're going to be this is going to be pretty big. Last year was pretty big, but I really think this is going to be kind of blockbuster.
That, of course, is our guest today, Thomas McKenty. Thomas McKenty, of course, is well known as a genealogy instructor, leader, author, and sought-after speaker on the subject of family history. Thomas McKenty is CEO and founder of Abundant Genealogy. Please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show Backstory Genealogy Series via internet phone, Thomas McKenty. Thomas McKenty, it is always so good to talk to you. You are a fan favorite here for our show. You're a favorite everywhere you go. I know you're a busy man, so I really want to just jump right in and start talking to you. But first of all, let me just welcome you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, it's great. It's always great to be with you and talking genealogy, and this time talking RootsTech in 2019.
Yeah, so let's just talk about that. So first, I think it's good to hear a little bit about you and your background with RootsTech, because you've been involved for a while. You're an official ambassador to RootsTech.
Yes.
What is it that you love about it? You know, what are you going to teach when you're there at RootsTech 2019? Give us kind of the lowdown.
I'm an ambassador as well as a speaker, so I carry two badges is what I call it. The thing is, I've been involved since the start. I remember when it was just 3,000 people that attended, and now we sometimes there are 22 to 25,000. I've attended every year except one year. 2014, I was stuck, I say stuck, on a cruise in Australia teaching genealogy. So I couldn't pass up that opportunity. I love it. There's a lot of energy. I have to say that. And we'll talk about, people, if you plan on going to RootsTech, how to prepare, et cetera. But everyone I talk to says it's the energy level. It is a premier genealogy family history event in the United States. There's no argument there. That's what it has grown into. And the exhibit hall is amazing. The courses, the workshops. Workshops are different than lectures. Lectures tend to be 1 hour. They've also got a new thing, Paul, that they're doing this year, 20-minute mini lectures. And then you could string those together into an hour, I guess, small bite learning is what I call it. So ambassador basically is I'm promoting RootsTech, various aspects out mm-hmm. on social media mm-hmm. are some required duties. But it's almost like saying, hey, have you heard the good word about RootsTech? That's what my job is.
Mm-hmm.
And I do answer a lot of questions for people say, they think it's too techie and that it's not going to be for them. And it's surprising how much of the education angle is non-technical. A lot of methodology, a lot of stuff for beginners. I can't mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. enough. I don't know if you. I can tell you what I'm teaching. I don't know what this.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Yeah. So, what are you? Yeah, let's dive into that too. Yeah. Let's get into your teaching plans for RootsTech.
Yeah. Well, I prepared nine new lectures overall for 2019. I do this for June, and because most places start signing me mm-hmm. up in June or July, so I have two brand new ones, They'll probably be debuting at RootsTech. So one is called Turning Genealogy Clues into Genealogy To-Dos. One of the problems is, I don't know if you know what the BSO syndrome is, bright and shiny object.
I have heard of that, but yeah, tell us.
Yes. This is what happens with genealogy. You find something, you're working maybe on a World War I draft card or birth certificate, and you see something else, and you know it just sparkles, and you drop everything, and then you go and you pursue that, and you forget what the original search was. So it's a way of lending structure when you're working on a document, how to make sure that you get as much as possible, but also start to build an ongoing to-do list and research in an order that's beneficial. We have too many people that jump around, and then after 3-4 hours, they have nothing to show for the work. And my theory is, you know, some of these, I love Family Search because it's free, but sometimes you have to use paid services like Ancestry and others, and you want to get the most out of your experience. So it's basically, that's to cure the BSO syndrome.
That's great.
Then the other one is similar, but a little bit different. It's called One Touch Genealogy Research, How to Handle a Record Just Once. I think with online genealogy, we've been lulled into a comfort zone where we think the record's always going to be there. And that's not true. Even with Family Search, there's a limited license on these record sets. We know this here in Chicago. Our birth, marriage, and death certificates were available on Family Search and Ancestry for years. And one morning we woke up and poof, they were gone. The thing is, the city of Chicago, County of Cook, did not renew the license and decided to start selling them online on their own. So my theory is you should be able to get as much, wring it out like a towel, get as much as you can out of one document in one session, and how to do that. It's sort of a replication of what we do in real life. If I'm overseas at a repository or an archive, I'm never going to get that there again, right, Paul? Mm-hmm. I'm never going to, you know, so it's in my life philosophy of, you know, I'm only going this way once, I'm going to do it right. So we add some structure, some tips, and some tricks on how to, you know, get the most out of a document.
Those sound like great classes. Great to hear of the debut there at Roots Tech 2019 of those two subjects. My first year was last year. You know, I bet you that was, yes. It was wonderful to be there. Yeah, we just had a good time together. But maybe if somebody is, you know, they're just getting into genealogy, right, and they're, you know, they're thinking that Roots Tech might be right for them. What would your advice be to them to you know, about Roots Tech?
Yeah, or people getting back into genealogy. We're getting a lot of people that are recently retired that said, you know, I did this when I was a stay-at-home mom, went to work, and now I'm ready to get back into it. The thing is, again, don't be dismayed or repelled by the word tech in the event, Roots Tech. I think of it more of like a Woodstock for genealogy, if you ask me. Woodstock is the 50th anniversary.
I love that.
And, you know, I grew up 10 miles from
Woodstock. I know. You're a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker. So the thing is, though, that's what it is. It's a coming together of all these different people that have various aspects, various facets of genealogy and family history. You'll find storytelling, preservation of family photos and movies. And it's a great big how-to. If I could say, it's almost like, have you ever been to some of these spring home renovation shows, you know, these big, that's what it is for genealogy. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you're ready to start building stuff within your family tree and preservation, if you need to know what the new technology is, there's always a tech alley, the innovation alley, which I think is coming back. So there is the tech aspect for the people that want the technology. But the thing is, I have to emphasize that it's top-notch speakers from all over the world, as far as Australia and Israel and Sweden. It covers a lot of ground, and you can find definitely something there. So what you should be prepared for is the energy level. I always recommend, Paul, that you don't book too many sessions. You know, it's nice just to sit in the exhibit hall on a sofa and chat with someone and network. And take care of yourself and have great shoes and bring some water and some snacks and a wheelie. Please don't do a backpack because I learned that right away. I have my little wheelie cart but it's great. And the hotels are taking reservations with special Roots Tech code if you go to the Roots Tech website. And book your hotels now because I hear that they are, you know, filling up the Marriott and the Hilton and all of that. But it's great. And if you're local in the Salt Lake area, Trax is right there. It's at the Salt Lake Palace, at Salt Palace Convention Center. So it's great. It's a great event.
wonderful advice, you know, always from Thomas Piketty, the founder of Abundant Genealogy. We're talking all things Roots Tech today, Roots Tech 2019. So, Thomas, I'm gonna ask you for your forecast. I want you to do a little prognostication for us and tell us what you see coming from Roots Tech 2019. What are the important issues that genealogy is looking at? What are some of the new releases? This is going to be a worldwide event. Lots of great people to know. So tell us.
There usually are a lot of. This is when the releases come out. I mean, I'm peppered with press releases on new products and new versions and new innovations the week of, and it's hard to keep up with. This is what I'm seeing. Again, DNA is just hot, hot, hot. But there are two areas that we're going to see the biggest growth in. One is health reporting. People getting to DNA more for the health as well as for heritage travel. This is what the millennials want. I'm noticing this in the marketing. I'm seeing all of the companies now are saying, you've done your DNA, you have your ethnicity, now go and do some adventure back to where your ancestors walked. The other one, definitely privacy. We've seen this in the news with a lot of these cold cases being solved and reuniting of, adoptees with birth parents. But the big thing is, what are companies doing with my DNA data? Can it be tracked back to me? Would insurance companies use it? So you'll see that in some of the sessions. And don't be surprised if you go to some of the vendors, like Ancestry DNA, that they have people there available to talk about it, especially if they're doing their own little training sessions in their booth. In terms of apps, I'm still waiting for handwriting conversion digitization. I don't know what the status is on that lately. I've written on some of the more bizarre tech things that I think are coming down the pike, and one is using drones for doing inventory of cemeteries and sites that you can't get access to. So, and I do know that the CEO of MyHeritage, Gilad Shafet, is a big drone operator. I mean, he's got some beautiful shots of Greece and Israel, and so I wouldn't be surprised if we see that soon. And we also, we're seeing things come out of FamilySearch. They've got that whole relatives thing. I don't know if you use that at the last Roots Tech. I was able to tell who attended Roots Tech who I was related to through family, through trees on FamilySearch.
I do remember that from last time.
So.
Well, Roots Tech, of course, is coming up February 27th through March 2nd, 2019. Thomas Piketty, I can't let you go without talking about the big announcement that's coming. Really, this is exciting.
Yeah, it is.
So this is coming up soon on Facebook, a Facebook Live event on August 28th at 7 a.m. Mountain Time.
Right.
But tell us, give us some inside scoop here, Thomas. Yeah. What can we kind of expect? What are
there's no reveal. I don't have any back information. Okay. This is all just guesstimation on my point. I think there are two things that they're going to announce. One thing is there were some snags in terms of registration and also just the process of getting into classes. And I know the team at Roots Tech has worked really hard based on feedback on improving that part of the experience. I think that's going to be a minor announcement. I think they're going to start announcing the headliners in terms of the speakers for the opening keynote sessions. And I think there are going to be this is going to be pretty big. Last year was pretty big, but I really think this is going to be kind of blockbuster. And I know every year they ask me, who would I want to see? And I've seen some of mine have come through, Dr. Henry Louis Gates and Doris Kearns Goodwin and things like that. But I think this is going to be a big, big name. And I don't want to say who it's going to be. I have several, about three that I've picked out and you might not think that this person would have a genealogy and family history angle. That's what's going to blow people away. So I bet it has to do with that. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. That's August 28th, and we'll put links up. We'll also put links up of where you can find Thomas Piketty, who's the founder of Abundant Genealogy. Thomas, I know you have a great newsletter with all kinds of information about DNA testing, family history. Yeah. You offer some coupons.
Yeah.
Give us a last word.
Yeah, well, I'm about 6 weeks in on a Friday free download. I offer a free download every Friday. And there are things such as a research checklist. One that I'm coming out with tomorrow is a packing list for genealogists. And this is what you want for RootsTech. What should I bring with me? So what I do is I create these little mini cheat sheets based on my lecture materials, and they're available for free. And there's, you know, no requirement. You don't even have to sign up for email to get it. But if you want to be notified about them, then you'll want to do that. You know, that's the idea with the abundant genealogy is, you know, Paul, you and I have talked about this. I can't take this stuff with me. I want a legacy of education and genealogy. And so it's there for people to use.
Thomas McKenty, you are a generous man. You also are just a pleasure to talk to. I love talking to you about RootsTech. There's a lot more to talk about. You and I are going to be connecting many times between now and February 27th. And I look forward to it. But Thomas McKenty, thanks for joining us. AbundantGenealogy.com, right? Abundant Genealogy.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Good. Thomas, thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
My thanks to our guest today, Thomas McKenty, CEO and founder of Abundant Genealogy. And remember to check out the RootsTech 2019 Facebook Live event, August 28th, 2018. And check out our website for a direct link. And if you love the intro music from Simon & Garfunkel just like me, check out the Not Old Better playlist from iTunes right on our website. You'll find the Not Old Better music that I love, and it's just one click away for your very own playlist. Thanks, everybody.